Our last resurrection narrative has Peter's threefold declaration of love. It is a redemptive bookend to his threefold denial. Three times Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And three times Peter answers in the affirmative, and I imagine in an increasingly defensive tone. Paula Gooder writes this: "What is interesting is Jesus' response to Peter's declarations of love. We might expect any one of a number of commands from him. Do you love me? Believe in me. Or, do you love me? Stand by me in times of trial. Or again, do you love me? Show your loyalty." Instead, the three responses from Jesus are, "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep." Each command turns Peter outwards. His professed love is not to be expressed in piety or worship to Jesus, but to care for Jesus' flock. Paula Gooder makes an important distinction, and one that our 21st century's ears might be deaf to. She says, "In our modern world, the word love has become almost entirely associated with emotion. Do you love me is a question that asks for a response based on feeling. In the ancient world, though, emotion was important, but not as important as action. Many times in the Bible, the command to love involves doing something. A resurrection spirituality, therefore, is a call to express the love of God in service to others, which seems a really appropriate theme to focus on in this last week of our Easter journey as we draw close to Pentecost.